Welcome to Shom Achshav on the Daf, your sponsor, Lui Nishmas Aram Yaakov Shom Le'Abbas Yitzchok. We're holding in Shua Staf Lamed Dalet. The Gemara with base brings the Shita of Reb Shimon, which was the fourth Shita in the Braisa. How do we know that Shvua Seidus only applies to Tvias Momin, only to monetary Tvias, and not to other things? And the Gemara starts with the words, Mechaku Allah B'Ma'arova. In Ma'arova, they laughed on the Shita of Reb Shimon. And the Gemara throughout the Amud tries to explain what was funny with Reb Shimon's Shita. And the Gemara does not come out with a very clear understanding. The Rishonim already point out the Mechacholah usually is against an Amoira. When Amoira says something which seems to be a little odd, it says Mechacholah. We don't see Amoroim Mechachol laughing on a Tanoim. Reb Shimon is Reb Shimon Bar Yochai. We have here in Bnei Ma'arova Mechacholah, they're laughing on Reb Shimon Bar Yochai. How do we understand this? So Al Derech HaDrush, there's a beautiful idea that has to do with the whole inyan of this Masechta. And this goes back to what we spoke about in the beginning of the Masechta. What's brought down the name of the Chasam Sofer, that Masechta Shavuos has 49 blot, really 48, connected Yemei HaOmer, and that's why there's an inyan to learn Masechta Shavuos doing Yemei HaOmer. We mentioned it's just not a coincidence, because Shavuos, Loshen Shavuos, belongs also to Chag HaShavuos, where we have a Shavuos between a Kadosh Baruch Hu and Am Yisrael to keep the Torah. And the Sefer Bnei Shalishim, which was written by Rav Yosef Rotenberg, and the Chelek of Yelaket Yosef and Ois Kuv Pei Beis, he brings this Chasam Sofer, and he says, if every daf of Masechta Shavuos corresponds to one of the days of the Omer, so our daf, daf Lamed Dalet, corresponds to Lag BaOmer, to the 33rd day of the Omer, because the Masechta starts in daf Beis. So 34 is the connected to the 33rd day, which is Lag BaOmer. So he says, what is Mechachwa lo b'ma'arova? They were laughing, they were happy, because it's the Yom HaYilulah de Reb Shimon Bar Yochai. It's the Yom HaYilulah, that's Lag BaOmer. That's the Mechachwa, not that they made fun, or that they found Reb Shimon's Shita to be odd. But they're Mechachwa lo, because they're learning Divrei Reb Shimon Bar Yochai in the day that belongs to Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, Lag BaOmer. And maybe you can add to this another dimension that has to do with the Shita of Reb Shimon Bar Yochai. We have the rule, the Gemara in Eruvin tells us that usually we don't pass Kanalocha like Reb Shimon. If you have a machlekes of Reb Yehuda and Reb Meir, we pass like Reb Yehuda. Reb Yehuda and Reb Shimon, we pass like Reb Yehuda. So Reb Tzadik HaKohen, beginning of Sefer Dovid Tzedek, that the beginning of the Sefer speaks of Maseches Eruvin, he already brings over there that when we're, many times we say that we don't pass Kanalocha like someone, because that someone is so great, is so big, that his das is greater than this world. He doesn't have the limitations of this world. And therefore, we can't pass Kanalacha with him in this world. That's what he explains what the Gemara says at the beginning of Eruvin. The Rameir, Lo Yomdu Al Daito. We couldn't understand exactly what Rameir says. That's what pass Kanalacha like Rameir. That's what Tzodek brings. So Tiferes Shloimer Pasha Shoivtim says, that's the din with Reb Shimon Bar Yochai. Because we have nobody greater than Reb Shimon Bar Yochai. He's so gavoya, it doesn't belong to this world. That's why the anhaga of this world cannot follow Reb Shimon. And he brings, that's why, we're going to pass like Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, because Reb Shimon Bar Yochai belongs to a higher world. And Ayin B'Malbim, in the beginning of Parshas Chukas, in the Chela called Torah Oyer, that he's marich very much in this inyan. And he speaks about Shammai and Hillel. It says by Shammai, the heavy animal that he saw, he prepared for Shabbos. And Hillel says, Baruch Hashem Yoyim Yoyim. So he explains the Malbim, what's Pshat? Shammai belongs to the world of Kulu Ruchnius. He was Poyrish Minyon Yolam Hazeh. So everything he has is Shabbos. His outlook is Shabbos every single day. Hillel was different. He wasn't Poyrish completely from Yolam Hazeh. And continues the Malbim, it says that therefore, in this world, we don't paskin like Beit Shammai, because Beit Shammai follows Shammai, they're Purish Mer Olam Hazeh. It's not, we don't paskin Halacha like the ones that don't belong to Olam Hazeh in this world. And he says, in the name of the Arizal, that's why this world, we don't paskin like Beit Shammai, like Reb Shimon Bar Yochai. Because Reb Shimon Bar Yochai also was Purish Mer Olam, he was in a cave for 13 years. They're learning a high level of Torah and they completely disconnect from this world, so you don't paskin like them in this world. But you come, then you pass like Beit Shammai, like Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, because that's where they belong. Because there you don't have Gufim, you don't have the boundaries of this world, so they belong to there. So Hefsher, that maybe this is also the Pshat in our Gemara. It means kepashtis. They didn't understand Reb Shimon. But that did not come, did not bring them to make fun of Reb Shimon. That made them to be besimcha, as the Sefer B'nei Shalishim says. Because they touched upon something which is beyond this world. They said something Reb Shimon doesn't make sense. Because Reb Shimon is so much greater than this world. We're touching upon Torah that belongs to Olam HaSeil Yonim, Semechachololo. They laugh with it. They're besimcha with it. And immediately, this is the daf that belongs to Lag BaOmer, Yomehilulo of Reb Shimon Bar Yochai. Anyone who wants to join the Shomach Shava email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.